The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Do you know how to tell if you are really in a Catholic church? For instance, how do you know you are sitting in one right now? Is it because there are pews and stained glass windows and an altar and a very handsome priest standing behind it? No, because you find those things in Lutheran churches, not necessarily the handsome priest. Is it because there is a golden tabernacle with a red vigil lamp burning near it? No, because most Episcopal churches have the same. Maybe it's because you find here deep devotion to Mary and churches named in her honor, like Our Lady of the Ozarks and the Immaculate Conception. Again, no, because the Orthodox churches do the same and venerate Mary, the Mother of God, in their iconography. Here's the only foolproof, the litmus test of a true Roman Catholic church. When you walk in, ask the person who looks like he's in charge one simple question. Do you pray for the Pope in this service? If he answers, "Yes, of course," then come on in and plop down in a pew. But if he replies, "Who the heck is the Pope?" turn around and walk out. Why? Because it is a Catholic's adherence and affection for Pope Leo XIV that distinguishes him or her from all other Christians. And the Pope also, praying for him, tells you that you're in a Catholic church. Way back in the 4th century, St. Ambrose articulated this litmus test of the true church into the famous phrase, "Ubi Petrus, ibi Ecclesia," meaning, where Peter is, there the church is. And today, Peter is personified in Pope Leo XIV. In other words, the Pope essentially embodies the Roman Catholic Church. He is the symbol of our oneness and our unity. In the Gospel from Matthew chapter 16, we find the biblical background and the basis for this litmus test of the true church. How so? Well, Jesus asks all the apostles who people say the Son of Man is, but it is Peter who pipes up, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And just like Peter pointed to Jesus' true identity, so Jesus points to Peter's true identity, declaring, "You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." Did you catch where Jesus will build his infallible and indestructible church? Upon Peter, the rock, and his successors, the popes, who will be the sign of that rock, and therefore the litmus test of the true church. You don't have to believe me. Just listen to our Lord in Matthew 16, who said, in effect, "Ubi Petrus, ibi Ecclesia." Have you heard of the four priests that Pope Leo XIV recently excommunicated from the Society of St. Pius X? It's been all over the news, and some people have asked me what all the fuss is about. A little historical context might help. From 1962 to 1965, the Pope and all the bishops of the world met for the Second Vatican Council. They approved some significant changes for the church, especially in the Mass. For example, the language went from Latin to the local language. The priest faced the people and more participation by the laity. But not all the bishops accepted the Vatican reforms. One French bishop, Marcel Lefebvre, founded an organization in 1970 called the Society of St. Pius X, more commonly known as SSPX. And he rejected those liturgical changes. Now, why did Pope Leo excommunicate them? Well, this is actually the second excommunication. The first time was in 1988 by Pope St. John Paul II. In both instances, the popes had explicitly ordered the society not to ordain new bishops, but they disobeyed and were excommunicated, and therefore fell into formal schism with the Catholic Church. In other words, they ran away from the rock, Peter, and his successors, upon whom Jesus built his church. You know, it's bad enough to defy a pope who has been declared a saint, John Paul II. But it seems the height of folly to defy two popes. Why? Because ubi Petrus, ibi Ecclesia. Where Peter is, there the church is. And by the way, no doubt this new schism breaks Pope Leo's heart, because one of the goals of his pontificate is greater Christian unity. The Pope is, after all, the symbol of oneness and unity for the church. My friends, every Sunday we stand and profess our faith in the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. But where do we find the one holy Catholic and apostolic church? Well, of course, there are elements of the true church in other Christian denominations, like the sacrament of marriage and the sacrament of baptism. But there is only one church where you find the fullness, 100% of the Christian faith that Jesus came to give us, namely in the church in union with St. Peter and his successors, the popes. Now, we may not always like everything the Pope says, and that's okay, because not every word he utters is infallible. But that is no justification to jump out of the ship that is the bark of St. Peter. But if we ever start attending a church that does not pray for the Pope or is not in union with him, we lose the fullness of the faith that Jesus came to give us. Jesus asked all his apostles who he was, and they all gave various answers. John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah, one of the prophets. In other words, they individually gave wrong answers. But only one apostle got the answer exactly right, St. Peter. So today, lots of Christians propose lots of answers about faith in Christ, who he is. But only one Christian gets the answer exactly right, the successor of St. Peter. Why? Because ubi Petrus, ibi Ecclesia, where Peter is, there the church is. Praised be Jesus Christ.